This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. The assembly elections in Delhi will take place in a single phase on 5th of February, and counting of votes will be taken up on 8th of next month. The Election Commission today announced the poll schedule for the election to the 70-member for Delhi Assembly. Briefing the media in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said the notification will be issued on 10th of this month and last date for filing of nomination will be 17th of this month. The Chief Election Commissioner denied the allegations of EVM tampering, increased voter turnout after 5 p.m. and slow counting process. He reiterated that electronic voting machines are foolproof devices and it is impossible to change voter turnout data. The Model Code of Conduct has come into effect with the announcement of the poll schedule. The Election Commission also announced the by-elections to two assembly constituencies, Milkipur in Uttar Pradesh and Erode East in Tamil Nadu, on the same day. Reacting to the announcement of poll schedule, BJP President and Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda on a social media platform said, "The elections are a medium to keep the country advancing on the path of development and good governance." Talking to media persons, Delhi BJP President Virendra Sachdeva said, "On 5th of February, voters in the national capital will participate in shaping a new, prosperous and beautiful Delhi." Delhi Congress President Devendra Yadav said, "The people of Delhi will vote for change as the AAP government has failed to fulfill its promises." Aam Aadmi Party leader Manish Sisodia expressed hope that voters will elect his party to form the government. Women voters outnumbered male voters in the electoral rolls of four northeastern states, Manipur, Mizoram, Meghalaya, and Arunachal Pradesh, where the overall gender ratio was much higher than the national average. Officials today said the final electoral rolls of the four northeastern states released by the Election Commission yesterday as part of a special summary revision 2025 showed this trend. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules 2025 prioritize India's commitment to citizen-centric governance. Responding to the post by Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw, Mr. Modi said the rules aim to safeguard personal data while driving growth and inclusivity. The draft Digital Personal Data Protection Rules have been issued by the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology. The ministry has invited comments on the draft rules from the public and stakeholders until the 18th of next month through the MyGov platform. The first meeting of the Joint Parliamentary Committee, JPC, on two bills related to One Nation, One Election will be held tomorrow. The bills are officially named as the Constitution, 129th Amendment Bill 2024 and Union Territories Laws Amendment Bill 2024. The representatives of the Ministry of Law and Justice, Legislative Department, will brief the members on the provisions of the proposed laws. The 39-member committee has 27 members from Lok Sabha and 12 members from the Rajya Sabha. The committee will submit its report by the first day of the last week of the next Parliament session. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said that the Bharat Poll portal and the three new criminal laws will serve as a strong mechanism to catch fugitives who flee abroad. Launching the Bharat Poll portal in New Delhi today, Mr. Shah said it will play a significant role in crime control by connecting investigative agencies and the police of all states to the Interpol network of 195 countries. The death toll in the earthquake that struck the Nepal-Tibet border region has mounted to 126. Chinese officials' media Xinhua reported that 188 people were also injured after a powerful 7.1 magnitude earthquake in the region this morning. In badminton, India's women's doubles pair of Teresa Jolly and Gayatri Gopichand advanced to the pre-quarterfinals of the Malaysia Open in Kuala Lumpur. The pair defeated Thailand's Onicha Jongsat Pornpan and Sukita Subachai in straight games. In men's single match between Lakshya Sen and Taiwanese player Chi Yun Jen will be played tonight. And with that, we end this news bulletin.